Hello, everyone. My phone is going very slow. I downloaded the hour and 15 video that I did yesterday with Alvaro. It was totally Holy Spirit filled. I'm so grateful. And I know that it was Holy Spirit filled because I'm going to be posting it today. And guess what was in the readings? Exactly what we talked about. Yes, we answered almost every question. There were two questions. One of mine, which was, is purgatory a place or is it a state? I think it's both, but I didn't get to ask that. And Chris Pianelli, you sent me the one about what happened to all the souls before Jesus's death and resurrection. Were they in Sheol? And did they go to purgatory or were they in purgatory? I didn't ask that. So I sent him a couple of emails, or I sent him an email to answer those questions in an email, and hopefully I will get them in time to put them on the video. If not, my apologies. I will get those answers and I will share them with you. Keep an eye out for Saturday with Kendra and Alvaro for our Purgatory series that is going to continue. I'm also going to try to track down Susan Tassoni, who I know well. She is another purgatory lady. Actually, they actually call her the purgatory lady. So we'll have another person that can provide their guidance and input. But the bottom line is this, it's not a bunch of rules. We talked about what can we do to pray people out, how many masses, how many prayers, what devotions. And in the end, it's all about love. Love, 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 love. So what did the reading say today? I'm going to try and go to that. But the first reading, I'm just going to read the last few verses. For it is love that I desire, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Okay, so let me try to go to the responsorial psalm, which is, it is mercy I desire and not sacrifice. And so the second verse is, for you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. How cool is that? Wow. We just need to love God, not worry so much about what we do specifically, because I think that's what the Catholic faith kind of does sometimes. There's so, like, there's this overwhelming feeling of rules, and there aren't so many rules. I think we need to turn toward prayer and love. We have 10 commandments, everyone. Those are the rules. Plus, we have to go to Mass every Sunday. Why? Because us lazy people wouldn't go. Look at how many Christians out there are saying, oh yeah, I love Jesus. I pray to him all the time. And you don't ever go and worship him. And the Mass is all about the sacrifice of Jesus, the re-presentation of him on Calvary, all that he did. And I found this beautiful, I didn't find it, my friend sent it to me. Cheers to Wendy. She said, this is beautiful. I'm going to put a link in this podcast. It's a short. It's a short video on the rosary and how if we pray the rosary with love, that's all that God wants. So I'm shouting out to everyone, when you pray your rosary, please sit down. Please meditate on Jesus and Mary. If we looked and thought and reflected and consumed ourselves with his passion, that's what he wants us to remember. That's what he wants us to reflect on. And that's what we should, because the more that we remember the pain and the angst and all of the sins that he carried, I mean, he's God. And on his way to Calvary, he fell 3 times. We should be praying the Stations of the Cross and reflecting on all that he did to save us. That is what the saints did. They all looked at him and saw his suffering. They constantly reflected on his passion. Do you? I have a bloody picture. It's Jim Caviezel, but it's him on the cross. I have that on my phone. I don't have this nice, sweet little Jesus face that I used to have. Because looking at this bloody picture, it reminds me of what he did for me. And how can I possibly turn my back toward him and do my own way? It's all about love, and too many of us look at the rules, and we look at this faith as like a scrupulous person. And he doesn't want that. He doesn't want us to fear him. He wants us to have the fear of the Lord, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is different, which is to love him so much that we don't want to disappoint him. Not that we're not going to do things because we don't want to go to hell, because I know a lot of us feel that way. And we also don't want to go to purgatory. So the overriding theme of yesterday with Alvaro, and yes, we talked about all your questions, almost all of them. It's about love. And the more that we love God, the more that we're humble, the more that our heart is contrite. As he says, I'll tell you in my words what I want from you. So let's remember that. And love him with the depths of our heart. Okay, my brother's probably going to kill me if I go out here and say something, but my older brother, I think I remember sharing with you that his wife, and I asked her if I could share this, she went to confession a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a month now, after being gone for 40 years, and it was incredible, and I was so blessed to be a part of that walk with her. And so I had asked my brother, hey, are you guys going to go to Mass today? They live about an hour away. I said, I'm more than, you know, willing to drive on out there and have and go to Mass with you. Quick question, is there confession before Mass? And he said, yes. So he never said anything. I'm like, oh, good, I'm going to go to confession. I'm going at least once a week. I'm probably going twice a week in Lent so far. But I just basically said, hey, I got to go because I know that he hasn't gone to confession yet. So when he does go to Mass, he refrains from receiving Jesus. And his wife said, you know, I know it bothers him that he's not going up and receiving Jesus. And I said, gosh, I hope that he gets to confession. So he didn't tell me, but he told her that he's going to go. So how awesome is that? I don't know how long it's been. He's 55, and he hasn't been back to Mass. I mean, confession probably since he went as a kid. So if you could pray for my brother Rick, that nothing happens and that he continues to go forward with this confession. I mean, oh, I can't even imagine. Talk about the love and the joy up in heaven when one sinner repents. And think about his soul that is going to be perfect. Even though, you know, he'll have to work off some of that. It's not Divine Mercy Sunday, and you'll hear that on the podcast on YouTube. I'm just so grateful. I am so excited. And I want to call her my daughter-in-law, but she's not yet. She's not even engaged. This is not the one that is engaged. This is the one that actually calls herself a recovering Catholic who used to be a nun. I'm sorry, didn't you? Whoops. Who contemplated being a nun. Crazy. Anyway, she offered to come out and help me write some thank you cards. And I just think it's so beautiful. And don't worry, the ones that I'm going to write for people that I know will come out of my own hand. But there were plenty of people that came, you know, from Jeff's work. And I'm going to put my sentiments down. And she's just going to be the manual pen that writes it. So how beautiful. What an offering. I never would have offered that to someone. And that's her heart. So she's coming over soon. So I'm going to make this very short because I have to still edit that video. And hopefully, Lord, please, I'm going to like bless my phone, have Mary around me, light a candle, that everything will get uploaded. My goodness, I am so on fire. I hope that you have a zealous day, that you just look at all of the gifts that God is putting in your life and be so grateful for the people that you have in your life that love you. Walk the walk. Your witness is going to be more than anything. God brings good out of bad. I guarantee you that my brother is back in the church with his wife because of my dad, his death, and how important it was to my father to have the last rites, the apostolic pardon, and his confession before he died. And then, of course, the surprise death of Jeff, my husband. That scared a lot of people. And, you know, like, we don't know the day or the hour. And even though it may be fear that drives people, eventually that will turn into love, because that's my walk. That's most people's walk. Typically, we don't want to go to hell in the beginning. But then we learn that we don't want to disappoint God. And it's not about hell. It's about loving Him more and more and more and wanting to be in heaven with Him. All right, everyone, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, into our bodies. Help us to love you more. We pray right now, Lord, please give us a heart of flesh. Help us to turn to you and love you. Light our soul on fire for love of you, Jesus and Mary. And Heavenly Father, you've created us for love. You are love. And we want to love you, ourselves, and everyone in our lives more. But we know that we can only do that with you. So please help us to talk to you all day and to see you in action. Lord, we are now going to pray for all of the souls in purgatory. For those that we know by name, we will take a moment and pray for them individually. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, please pray for us sinners. Now, we need your prayers now, Mary, and at the hour of our death. Amen. Ooh, in your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, everyone, go be love. That's what it's all about. I love you so much. I'm not kidding. I'm so grateful to walk with you. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and more love. And have a blessed and inspired day.